Welcome back to the Merc Club Podcast. I'm your host, The Merc, and I'm back with yet another episode for you guys. But before I begin the show, let's give a shout out to our sponsor over at Big Godness, BigGodness.com, home of the biggest, longest, and juiciest meats delivered straight to your door. Our well-crafted godness tailored to fit your specific needs. So it's time to treat yourself. Kick that old, beat-up, floppy meat to the curb and treat yourself with our guaranteed euphoric experience or your money back. Act now and enter promo code MERC21 for 30% off for the month of July for new customers. And as for returning customers, well, you know why you're returning. And I would like to take this time to introduce one of my newer sponsors, Redcon One. Yep. For those of you that live an active, healthy lifestyle, and I encourage all to do so, Redcon One has been my number one supplement. Online supplement shop I go to for all my supplemental needs, like protein, you know, pre-workout, no doubt. As you get older, you need pre-workout. I get all my vitamins from there. It's such a great company, extremely supportive and helpful if you have any questions. So, like, again, if you live a healthy lifestyle, check them out, all right? And make sure you plug in Merc Club at checkout and get 20% off your total purchase, or just hit the link in my IG bio and it'll take you straight to it. Anyways, all right, happy 4th of July to all you freedom-loving bastards out there. To all the real ones out there that love this country and don't take it for granted, enjoy the shit out of this day. Embrace it. It's yours. And mad respect to our military men and women have fought and bled for our country so we can enjoy the things we hold near and dear to us. All right. Freedom comes with a cost. And many lives were lost or sacrificed in order for us to be at this very exact moment in our lives. So just don't take it for granted. All right. And, cheers to you all. All right. So let's get to it. I wanted to hop on and talk about a couple things. This episode won't be too long, but, I wanted to talk about the recent tragedy in regards to Ocean Gate. Five people lost their lives on June 18th. Five incredibly smart yet stupid human beings take a deep dive in a makeshift submarine that looks like a giant spray can. To add more dead bodies to the Titanic death toll. In a nutshell, that's what happened. Right? They literally, you know, went to go see the Titanic and joined the graveyard down there. That's kind of crazy when you think about it, you know. The Titanic till this day is still taking lives. All right. It's a sad, you know. I mean, keyword sadly. Okay, these men were smart human beings. Three being successful businessmen. One's a former French diver. And of course the owner, Stockton Rush. And keep in mind, all these guys are, I don't know if Stockton was, maybe. They're essentially billionaires. But I noticed that despite their success, okay, the one thing they couldn't buy was common sense and logic. Those two attributes or abilities or however you want to classify that can't be bought. Either you got it or you don't. Instead, we saw rich men thinking they were invincible by clearly overlooking all the red flags to begin with. And there was a massive amount of red flags, apparently. And Stockton didn't give a shit, you know? It's one of those things where you grab the pieces of paper and just threw them in the air. Like, yeah, we're still going to do this trip. But this trip, okay, was a death wish. And you know it. I know it. especially as more like more and more as you know time goes on, more details come out about the submersible ship that they used, how botched and pieced together that thing was. Crazy. This is crazy if you look at this thing, let alone you're driving it with a Logitech remote control, like gamer control, and it's a knockoff, you know. Logitech is a knockoff of controllers out there, you know what I'm talking about. Look, back to the point what I was trying to make. It was a death wish, and like, there's guys out there, right, who are clearly adrenaline junkies, and to me that makes sense, and I get that. There's people, I know a lot of people like that, who just need a thrill of something, do something crazy, you know. That's like a drug for them. Like Travis Pastrana or Ken Block, you know, rest in peace. Those guys, you know, lived for the thrill. Like, we all knew that. They didn't hide it. They just needed that adrenaline rush, you know. And these guys weren't that. They were just curious cats, right? Hey, I give them props, though. I mean, big balls on all of them to just say, let's just make history in a negative way. I'm biased, I guess, because to me personally, the ocean just terrifies the crap out of me. There's so many unknown variables to this day down there. And I mean, like, you can Google this shit, whatever, do a little bit of research. It is said to be that man has only explored about roughly 5% of the ocean's waters. 5%? To this day, 5%. That's crazy. F that, dude. Let alone all the creatures that are yet to be discovered that survive in such depth. Ugh. You've seen pictures of, like, the creatures that live at the bottom of the sea where it's pitch black, dark, where the light doesn't even reach. Think about that. The light doesn't even reach down there. And what's lurking in the dark, you know? Nasty, ugly things. Maybe giant squids. Maybe the famous story you hear about Megalodon. Like, always think about I know some of you have seen pictures of, like, these massive sharks. Ginormous sharks with massive scars or battle wounds on their sides, or, you know, or something bit the crap out of them and took a huge chunk of these massive sharks. So who the fuck is biting these sharks? Like, what's bigger than the big shark, you know? Fuck that. Nah. The ocean, it's not my cup of tea. No thanks. Not knowing, I like to, you know, have my feet placed on solid ground, not on, you know, where anything can come up from under me and just swoop my ass. No thanks. But I mean, it's almost like it was like the modern day Heaven's Gate, and the fact that it's named Ocean Gate. Ironic. Get in a submarine, people. There's a spaceship waiting for us in the ocean behind the rock. And those of you know the story about Heaven's Gate, we'll get that joke. But anyways, but I know, you know, because I'm Mexican, all right? And I thought it was one of the questions that I just fucking pinged right off the bat. And I'm sure you guys were thinking this too. And let's be real here, okay? It's the white people. It's white people shit. Oh, man. They're always doing the most, okay? You know, like that one story. Who was it? Let me think. Yeah, Timothy. Timothy Treadwell. He was the man that lived with, like, the grizzly bears, if I don't recall, the guy who lived with like a colony of bears for about, was it 13 consecutive summers? And the one day he decided to take his girlfriend up there, the bears mauled him to death. And that was it. But I mean, that, like, why? You know? Why is the white people always doing some crazy type of shit or some crazy idea, right? I don't know. I don't know. But you know I'm right. Just admit it. You know I'm right. No one else, at least my people, ain't no one doing that kind of stupid shit. Maybe just getting drunk and dancing and passing out somewhere, but that's about it. But anyways, well, I don't truly think we'll ever understand, but rest in peace to all those that were lost. And man, just must have been a terrible feeling, you know. The whole time I'm like hearing the stories how they're trapped down there, and at first they might lose air, and can you imagine just sitting there at the exact moment when you knew you were fucked? Like, the further they went deep, right, the more that tin can they were in was making that squeaky noise, you know what I'm talking about? Like, it's getting ready to give because of the water pressure. Can you imagine that? Just sitting there in that little spray can, submersible, and you just hear the walls of the ship going. Oh, man. That must have been horrible. God bless them, though. And their families. Ah, that shit gives me, like, goosebumps. And not in a good way, okay? Ooh. Anyways, it's sad and tragic, but no one told them to go down there, right? And they willingly paid down. They willingly paid $250,000 apiece to go down there in this makeshift submarine. Oh, man. Like, if I was to pay if I had the money to pay $250,000 to go see the bottom of the ocean, I would go to, like, find a legit submarine company or fucking hit up the Navy. Like, hey, can you give me a tour? Like, can someone take me down there? I'll pay you $250,000. But at least I know I'll be safe down there with, you know, the Navy. Whatever. It's, you know, it's America in 2023. All right. I wanted to, the second story I really wanted to talk about is Joe Lindner, aka Joe Aesthetics, the German fitness influencer. He's only 30 years old. He recently died of an aneurysm. All right. Now, I must admit that I didn't know two shits about this guy until I randomly came across an Instagram reel with on this podcast show called Raw Talk. And this is before he died. Where he went on the record and told everyone that he was peer pressured into taking the vaccine. And upon doing routine blood work, his doctors found an unknown amount of heavy metals in his blood work. So, and of course, his doctors advised him to do a plasma phorosis, however you describe that. Not describe, but pronounce, sorry. You're probably asking, what the hell is plasma phorosis? So let's learn together, okay? Essentially, plasma phorosis is often done to remove extra, like, antibodies, abnormal proteins, or anything harmful that's in your blood, okay? Like heavy metals. It's also used to treat certain types of blood disorders, autoimmune disorders, nervous system disorders, and other conditions. It's also known as a plasma exchange. Now that we all learned something, okay, because I didn't know this shit either until he said it. I'm like, what the fuck is that? So I, you know, just did a little bit of research. And he did that twice, okay? So this guy, heavy bodybuilder, influencer, right? This guy's in incredible shape, young, takes his health serious. I know he had some type of, what is it that he had? He had a testosterone therapy. What's the other word for it though? Anyways, I can't think of the name. He had to get like some type of special, is it testosterone replacement surgery? Yeah, I think that's what it is. So, yeah, I'm looking it up right now. Yeah, so, okay. He died recently of an aneurysm. He was pretty healthy. Other than he was mentioned testosterone replacement therapy in one of his last posts before he passed away, everyone's already attributing his death because of that. And at least the mainstream is. News sources are spinning it that it was because of his testosterone. But I call BS. I don't think so. I don't think it was that. I think it was, you know what? And if you listen to the podcast, he talks about it, about that shit in his blood work. They found heavy metals. And it's like, I don't know why people overlook this shit. So many people within the last, I'll say a year and a half, have fucking had heart attacks. I'm talking about. And it's more common in athletes, if you notice. People who, you know, compete at a high level physically. Their hearts collapse. And it's not normal. I don't know why people are saying, like, there is. People aren't saying that it's not normal. People are just overlooking it. They're ignoring what's going on at this very exact moment. So I don't know if it's like them. I think it's a shame to admit it, that no one wants to fucking have the balls to admit like they fucked up. But whatever. It's all I ask is people do a little research. But hey, you know what? Don't take it from, you know, I'll play the clip. I think I found it. So excuse the sound, but
like, what is this? And then
dude, no.
This is from Joe Statics, okay?
And then I show it to another of my friends, and there's all kind of hidden websites that you can't get to, but it's like the dark media kind of web, and there's even more conspiracies.
This is crazy as fuck, because I know you're the kind of guy who, for sure, you got your blood work all the time, and then you're telling me you got the thing, and then you got your blood work, and then it was fucking crazy.
And yeah, and this guy's also big into it, so he's like, you need to do a plasmapheresis now. So they poke like a fucking needle into your arm here, which is like a pen, you know, like thick like this, Brett. Unbelievable, yeah. Thick needle. And they take all your blood out, put it into this machine, and then clean it and bring it back. So we did this with the heavy metal cleaning and all this stuff, which supposedly cleaned my blood. I did a D-dimer test and all this. I don't know if you know what it is. It's like this determines like the clotting of your
arteries,
blood,
yeah.
Arteries and stuff, like D-dimer. And like my D-dimer was this, and then after all this, it was that. And then, yeah, I did.
So did it improve after you got that removal?
I did it, yeah, twice. I did it in 6 month period. Like one time and then the second time. Also expensive as fuck, man. Like, yeah, it's no fun, man. So yeah, I was so shocked, and the doctor was like, you need to do it, man, if you want to like survive after you took these shots, bro.
No way.
You need to do this now. Yeah, this was like that, actually.
Oh, shit.
Because I don't know if the nurse did something weird, because when she took this in Thailand, obviously.
Yeah.
So when she then took out the blood, and then it's like, there was some like a white thing in there. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? And then they may be like, maybe cholesterol. And I'm like, what the hell, so high? Like, what the fuck is this? Then I show this to my friend. He's conspiracy. Oh, he shows me all these websites where it's like, since they do this to people, so and so many, they found this in athletes and stuff. And that's a weird like reason why people, they die. They have these white blood clots, tons of them in their blood everywhere. And so they're like, this is what you maybe have. We go to this other doctor and make further testing. And then I make further testing and he's like, not white, it was not white anymore. There was no white thing. It was probably air, just like the nurse didn't do it right. But he then said, there's these black particles. This is the heavy metal that you have in your blood.
Dude, that whole thing just trips me out. Yeah, that was such a crazy time, man. Like, yeah.
So yeah, there it is. You heard it from Joe Stetics himself. So I wasn't making shit up. All right. I fact checked myself. But anyways, how fucked up is that, man? Horrible. Horrible. Oof. That's sad, though. 30 years old. No thanks. No thanks. Look, and I'll share something. I'll share something about myself, okay? Around the pandemic. I don't know if I ever mentioned this before, but when I was going through my journey and depression and dealing with all that, hammering all that out, right? Holding myself accountable, making sure I'm good, and, you know, taking time to address, you know, my mental health, I guess. And it was around the pandemic, of course, when I was, you know, seeing a therapist and whatnot. And I remember she brought up the pandemic and whatnot. She was just asking me how you feel about all that. And I, you know, gave her my 2 cents. And she said, why, you know, it's about your health and you got to stay safe for family. And at that very, when she was telling me all that, like why I, you know, take it serious, I told her, like, you know, I don't get the flu shot, you know, I don't really care. I never looked at, I just didn't care about having a fucking vaccine, even from when I was a little kid. Like, I didn't care about the flu. I didn't care about any of that stuff. I just lived my life. I told her that. And second, I told her, like, in the most nicest way, like, in a non-disrespectful way. And I know this might sound morbid, but she understood. She got it. And I kind of, like, formatted it in a way that she would get it. So, essentially, I told her, without going into crazy detail, I said, in layman's terms, I pretty much said, like, look, like, why do I care about a vaccine if my health and living, when my mental frame of mind at this very moment is slightly, don't want to sound super depressive, but I'm just trying to get you to understand what I'm trying to explain here. Like, why do I care about a fucking vaccine and try to save my life when at this very moment, at that time, you know, I was entertaining losing it, if that makes sense. And she looked at me and she said, you're right. I understand you. And she left it alone, you know? And it's true. Like, there's some people out around that time where we were, like, entertaining suicide, right? And then, you know, the whole world's like, oh, get your vax, save a life. Like, motherfucker, I'm over here trying to end mine. I know it's not funny, but in a nutshell, I wasn't trying to end my life in that moment, for those of you thinking that, but I was in a very dark place in my mind where I didn't care. But hey, I'm not there anymore. But yeah, like, and this sucks that people were peer pressuring to do, you know, such a thing around that time. And it's horrible, you know, thinking back now, like humanity is fucked up, dude. Like, I'll never forget walking into a Stater Brothers, and because they weren't enforcing a mask, and then I'll never forget in California when I was walking into a Stater Brothers and I said, fuck it, I'm not wearing a mask. And everyone in there is wearing one. Probably a few individuals that weren't. And I'll be looked at like I was vilified. Like the eyes, the stares I would get, like I was a fucking leper. Fucking people are horrible. Terrible. You want to scream and look at me like I'm this diseased individual for not wearing a mask? Right? but at the same time you're yelling to save lives and whatnot. Like, people's priorities are ass backwards. I swear, I don't understand people. Don't sometimes. It's like they just choose to remain stupid. They choose that. All right, I guess. Anyways, I'm moving on. It's sad that dude, like, I know a lot of my, I know a couple of close friends that really not admire that guy, but, you know, he was a legit dude. They took his advice seriously. And it's unfortunate that he dies. And rather than looking at all possible reasons for why he passed, they automatically dive into the logic, or not logic, but one that they can somehow spin a story around it. And it's, for him, it was testosterone replacement therapy. But whatever, you can spin it however you want. That's the fact. And I just play that clip for you straight from the horse's mouth. Anyways, the last thing I want to talk about is Elon Musk versus the alien Mark Zuckerberg. Man, who would have thought, right, that in the year 2023, we would potentially entertain a fight between a guy who stole the Facebook idea from a couple of twins and a guy who creates spaceships, electric cars, and recently bought Facebook's competitor, Twitter. Yeah, here we are. And apparently it's getting slightly serious, as it's being reported that even the Italian government has reached out to both parties, including Dana White, to have the fight at the Colosseum. At the Colosseum. That's bananas. That's big carne, huh? That's crazy. It's definitely building momentum. And if you follow Elon Musk, he's definitely not denying it. Now, I will state some obvious facts, okay? Zuckerberg recently won some medals out in Cali after participating in his first jiu-jitsu tournament. So kudos to that. Won't deny props to any individual investing in his or her health and discipline, for sure. I'll clap for that. I'll cheer you on. But now the story gets juicier, okay? So knowing that Zuckerberg's out there doing jiu-jitsu, recently, George St. Pierre, GSP, he's a UFC legend, reached out to Musk and tweeted, and I quote, "Elon Musk, I'm a huge fan of yours, and it would be an absolute honor to help you and be your training partner for the challenge against Zuckerberg," end quote. And shortly after that, Musk responded, and I quote, "Okay, let's do it," end quote. Ha, wow. Fucking UFC Hall of Famer. GSP is helping out Elon Musk train. Can you wrap your head around that? It's hard to fucking visualize that, I swear. So yesterday, July 3rd, Musk, all right, he actually ended up training with GSP. And it appears that either Musk is just trolling as usual, he's just doing this, he needs to see where it goes, or he's actually pursuing this. So either or, sign me up. We'll call it freedom of speech versus suppression of speech. You know I'm fucking right. But my money, if I was to bet, I'm not a betting man, but if I was, my money would be on Musk. All right, because Mark's a weirdo. He's bland. He's expressionless. It's like a robot. And most importantly, he's a sellout. Because you know Zuckerberg was working for big government during the pandemic, pushing that BS narrative that is currently crumbling as we speak. So yeah, I would love for anyone to choke him out or knock him out, right? But if Musk wants to do it, I'll buy the pay-per-view. And also, all right, there's a height difference here. So Musk is about roughly 6'1", And Mark, well, he's only about 5'7", so there's that. Oh, man. Anyways, well, that's all I have for you guys. Yeah, crazy times, but it's always some form of entertainment, despite how crazy the world gets out there. It is July 4th. Stay safe out there. And you'll probably listen to this after, but if you are listening to this the day after 4th of July and you're hungover, just drink plenty of fluids, you know, some electrolytes, I don't know. But yeah, yeah, you guys have a good one. Thanks for listening, right? Appreciate it. And hopefully I'll have a new episode for you guys next week. And if you have any questions, comments, or concerns in regards to anything or everything, hit me up on IG, or you can email me at themerkclub@gmail.com. And whatever, you know, I'm always open. I always respond. And like I said, I just want to stop by or drop by and say hi. What's up? I'll holler at you. So anyways, stay safe out there. And I'll hear from you guys, or you'll hear from me soon. Peace.